Hey everyone, welcome again to Real Medicine. Today I thought I would discuss COVID-19 and senior citizens. Now, believe it or not, I'm going to discuss something that really hasn't been spoken about much by the experts or in the media. But let's review and say that we're all aware that the highest risk patients are elderly patients. Published studies by the CDC include something like this: the chance to be hospitalized when you're 30 to 39 years of age is about 50 per 100,000 in population. 50. That skyrockets up to 513 at the age of 85 and older, 330 at the age of 75 and older. We're all aware of that, right, folks? We're aware that in general, your risk of getting severely ill from COVID-19 increases as you get older. That's right, and we know that 8 out of 10 COVID-related deaths reported in the United States have been among adults age 65 and older. So what do the experts tell these elderly people to do? They tell them to limit their interactions with people. Basically, they're telling them, really don't go out in public and stay at home. Stay at home if you don't have a spouse, often by yourself. What are the consequences of that? Have you noticed that an elderly friend or relative seems a little bit slower sometimes? Their cognitive ability may be decreasing? I've noticed that in many of my patients because they're not keeping their minds active. They're not playing games with friends, going out and playing cards. They're not doing any type of cognitive training, which we know from the ACTIVE trial, a trial in elderly patients, actually can help with cognitive abilities. They're not just going out and hanging with friends and doing social activities. They're staying at home. And I think one of the significant consequences of keeping these elderly patients at home, often by themselves, will be an increased risk of depression, an increased risk of dementia, an increased risk of delirium. So I'm asking my fellow co-workers in medicine, especially the nurses who see lots of patients, if they've noticed that their elderly patients seem to be slowing up mentally and physically, that they're not, their cognitive abilities seems to have diminished. They're complaining of depression, sleep problems, and just maybe not being as sharp as they were. What are your thoughts on this? Please let me know at drevanlevine@gmail.com or leave a remark at the end of this podcast. That's drevanlevine@gmail.com or leave a remark at this podcast. Thank you so much and have a great day.